What happened the night Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez died?
There needs to be some rest. There needs to be some closure.
We follow the leads on Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's taking on raccoons for the title of ultimate dumpster diver? This is Sandra Tsinglow with the lowdown on science saying, surprise, it's the sulfur-crested cockatoo. Before 2018, these pranksters were reported opening garbage cans in three suburbs around Sydney, Australia. They used their beaks and feet to pry open the heavy lids. But were these isolated incidents? Barbara Klump from the Max Planck Institute of Animal Behavior and colleagues investigated. Over the next 2 years, they surveyed residents to ask if they witnessed this behavior. Based on the results, cockatoos were now opening trash cans in 44 suburbs. That's over 1,000% increase from before. Researchers then mapped the sightings over time to determine how this rubbish rummaging spread. Results? Based on the models, cockatoos learned how to open trash cans by watching each other. New sightings popped up close to suburbs where this behavior was already occurring. These findings highlight how wild animals may adapt to new urban environments, as opposed to urban house pets who just wait for the sound of the can opener.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.